This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Price of weight loss drugs in India is expected to plummet as the potent ingredient in medicine like Wegovy and Ozempic will lose its patent on this coming Friday. This will allow domestic pharmaceutical companies to release cheaper versions of these brand name weight loss drugs, which you would expect eventually will make their way into other countries, perhaps like Ireland. Well, Professor Donal O'Shea is a specialist in obesity and he joins me now. Hello, Donal.
Good morning, Claire.
So is the tide turning on the high cost of these drugs, do you believe?
Well, I mean, it is. And this is the pattern with, any drugs that becomes available. There's an initial period where it's under patent and the company has exclusive rights. Then it becomes time expired, the patent, and that's usually up to 7 years. The generic recombinant versions of the drug can be made. And this is going to reduce the price by about 70 to 80% in India with effect from later this year.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. And you know, we're still talking the injectable GLP-1s, mm-hmm. the Ozempics, Mounjaros. The tablet forms, when they become available, will, of course, be under patent initially as they are at the moment. But when they come off patent, the price fall will be even higher because you won't have the cost of the injectable device. And the device raises two problems. One is cost. And then the other is the injectables need to be transported in a cold supply chain.
That'll all be gone.
All of that will go when we have access to oral GLP-1s that are off patent. So okay. That's the landscape of, 5-7 years down the line. But this is the first step, coming off patent in one of the biggest countries in the world, where we know there will be over 100 companies that are involved in producing generic drugs in India because it's such a large market. They will move into this space very quickly.
So people listening to this will say, well, I'm delighted for people in India that they'll be able to get 70% off the cost of the weight loss medication. But how does that impact me here?
Yeah, well, I suppose it impacts in a couple of ways. Michael Barry, adjudicator from the kind of pharmacoeconomic division of the HSE, adjudicated that GLPs are too expensive in the Irish setting and they need a significant price reduction to be considered cost effective. So we know they're effective, but at a population level, they need to be cost effective for the HSE to engage. So when we see what happens in India, that will be a little bit of a roadmap for what will happen in other countries as they come off patent. And I think what we'll see is the benefits of the real world widespread use of GLP-1s will be seen as akin to the cholesterol lowering treatment, to blood pressure lowering treatment, in terms of its impact on chronic disease occurrence and management. And when we see that in a real world setting, that will drive the desire within the HSE to make these treatments more available.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched any of the coverage of the Oscars and any of the analysis afterwards, where a lot of commentators were saying that many of the best known stars in the world of on the screen are stick thin. And people are saying this is the Ozempic effect. Now, these people may not be on weight loss medication, but it's that look, isn't it? That is now the 90s heroin chic. It's very firmly back.
Yeah, look, and even my daughter was saying you could see so many clavicles and both ends of people's collarbones, and that's not normal at the Oscars. So people are looking and they are remarking on that look and how people are achieving that look. And it's a challenge. And it's a challenge for the pharmaceutical industry to make sure that we get proper prescribed oversight of the use of these drugs, that we try to limit the online unindicated use, and that we educate people that these are not about being thin and getting thinner. These are obesity treatments,
and they are wonderful.
Obesity as a disease.
Yeah, let's not do these medications down. And I know you never would, but these are wonderful medicines, aren't they, for people who are facing obesity?
Yeah, and look, I've been involved with GLP-1 since 1992, and I've seen it go from a hormone in the body that has a half-life of 30 seconds to a once-a-week injectable treatment that is incredibly effective for the disease of obesity, is life-changing in the right setting. But we need to respect obesity like we respect other diseases. And at the moment, the narrative is being hijacked by the celebrity space. Mm-hmm. And this, the excitement that I would feel with the fact that they're coming off patent and we're going to begin to see how the generics behave, I am thinking about them in the obesity treatment space and chronic disease management space. I'm not thinking about them on show in Los Angeles.
Yes, I'm sure. But that is what appears to be happening, and they are being used for aesthetic reasons. And I know you're well aware of that. How quickly then do you think we will see the impact of this cost reduction? If over the next couple of months, all of these companies are ready to go in India, would you expect that by the end of this year, we will see a cost reduction in this part of the world?
Well, they're not due to come off patent, the once weekly GLPs, for a couple of years in the European setting. The once daily injection is due to come off patent this year. That's called Saxenda. And so we may see generic activity. My sense is that once they're off available generically in India, that people will be very resourceful in how they
get
source these and where they source them from. And I think there will be an element of pharmaceutical tourism that will go on.
All right. Well, we wait and see. Donal, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Professor Donal O'Shea.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.